Scientists say killing part of the river would create a barrier. No fish could swim through and live. Removing the oxygen is against the Clean Water Act, but biologists think it might be worth it. Jerry Rasmussen is a river biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the potential economic and ecological disaster from the invasive species justifies creating this dead zone.
The real problem has been reluctance of everyone, including myself, to take a measure like this because of the implications of it and the precedents it sets. But the concern is significant enough with these Asian carp that a significant problem may require significant measures to stop it.
Rasmussen says killing a section of the river buys engineers time to work on a long-term solution to the invasives problem, such as building a second electric barrier. He says the river would be shut down for a minimum of 2 years and then reoxygenated so that living things could return. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Annie McDowell.